John chapter 21. John chapter 21. We see this taking place as Peter goes fishing, and he's out there fishing and fished all night and hadn't caught nothing. Jesus shows up on the shore about daylight early in the morning, asked him if they caught anything. He said, "Children, have you any meat?" And of course they didn't have, and he said, "Cast your net on the right side." Amen. I'm glad that got to do business on the right side. Amen. They don't do business on the other side. But praise God, when you get on the right side, God do business. And you might say business was looking up when they get on the right side. And we sure appreciate that. And they come on down, and you know the rest of the story, how they threw it out, caught a draught of fish, and multitudes of fish, 153 to be exact. And they put so many fish they couldn't even pull them in. But I want to look at verse 15 for just a minute and start right there. The Bible says this: "So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my lambs. And he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep." I want to preach on this thought, Do you love me? Now, I preached kind of on this thought back in February 2016, and I preached kind of a Valentine message on love. But I'd like to look at this from a little different angle tonight, and as we see it here, we see the Lord as He pulls up on shore, and He's talking to the people. He's talking specifically to Peter, and He begins to question Peter. Now, you know Peter, and there's a kind of a little intro here. You can recall how Peter, and we can recall, Brother Bill, his failures. You can say Peter, as a Christian, he had had lots of several failures in his life. Amen. He had put his faith in the Lord and asked the Lord to let him walk on the waters. And as he began to walk on the waters, he took his eyes off the Lord, and he began in the sink. He cried, "Lord, save me." And the hand of God reached down and saved him. Praise God. Put him up and put him on back in a place of safety. Amen. And then we see the three denials of Peter as the Lord was arrested and he was taken in his arrest. And as Peter stood around and was looking around, he denied the Lord three times. Amen. And he denied and rejected the Lord three times. And not only did he deny and reject, and he denied and rejected him with cursing. Amen. So we've seen the failures of Peter. Amen. A lot of times we'll put Peter down because of his failures. And then we see his disobedience when the Lord says, you know, he said, "Go to Galilee and wait for me there till I come." And Peter gets down there and he waits around for a little bit and he gets anxious. And he tells the fellas, he said, "I go fishing." Amen. And so he goes back down there, gets out his old apparatus, and goes back to the old business and begins to fish. And he fishes all night and doesn't catch a thing. Amen. But we recall here, and the reason I believe we recall here in Peter's consciousness, we see an old nature that begins to rise up. And as we begin to see that, we begin to see as the Lord begins to speak to him, and he calls him by that old name. Amen? Peter done decided that he was going to go fishing. See, that's what he had did before by trade. That was his business. So the Lord comes to him and tries to stir his consciousness to try to get him to realize and determine which side he was on, which way he wanted to go, what he would like to do. Amen. A lot of times I think in our Christian faith, we need people to come alongside us and encourage us and show us which way is the best way. Amen. This old life and old world and the way we live, it's just the way we used to live, it tends to get us ensnared sometimes, and we get in a habit of doing things and doing doing things in a certain way. And sometimes it takes the Word of God. Sometimes it just takes the hand of God to reach down and get us and shake us up a little bit in our consciousness to help us realize, amen, that there is a better way. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside of Him, we don't have a whole lot of help. Amen. So we see the Lord as He begins to talk to Peter, and He calls him Simon, son of Jonas. He calls him that old name. And He's trying to get him to realize, I think, his old nature, the way that he was, and how that comes out. Amen. You can't heal a guilty conscience by appeasing or by minimizing the seriousness of the offense. Got to realize that some offenses are serious. Amen. We can't just sweep them under the rug and expect things to get better. Amen. If you'll notice here, the Lord never does change His tone with Peter. All three of these questions He's answering him, He says, Simon, son of Jonah. Or Simon Bar-Jonah. He said, Simon, son of Jonah. Amen. His old person, that old nature. Amen. So He brings it to it. And you can't conceal the heart in a man. The heart will come out. Your heart will tell on you. If there's an evil nature in there, it will come out on you. Amen. You know, well, preacher, what do we do with that? That's that old man, praise God. We got to get rid of him. Got to mortify the deeds of flesh. You say, preacher, how do you do that? By filling ourselves full of the Holy Ghost of God. That's why even St. Paul would say, be not drunk with wine with excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So that it pushes all that old stuff out and makes room for good stuff. Amen? Let me just explain it to you like this. You get this. I know you can get this. If you sat down to the table and there's a whole table full of Brussels sprouts, and you don't like Brussels sprouts, it's hard to digest it, receive it, and let it help you the way it should. But when you get past the Brussels sprouts, and it comes time for dessert, and they bring out the ice cream with some whipped cream on it and some of that real thick fudge. Amen. Praise God, you can relate to that. Amen. And anything that Brussels sprout wouldn't fill up, and wasn't, praise God, that ice cream wheel. Amen. It'll fill up all the voids. I don't think you could ever eat too much ice cream. Amen. That's the same way with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. You can never get too much of the Spirit of God living large in your life. Praise God. So the Lord asked Peter here. He's talking to Peter. He's trying to get him to realize, amen, where the things that's happened in his life are coming from. And he's trying to get him to realize it was that old man and that old nature that's coming out. But God says, Peter said, I want to use you, Peter. Simon, he said, I want to use you, but I don't know where you stand. Amen? Y'all want to say God wants to use every one of us tonight, everybody that's here, but He needs to know where we stand. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say it's time to take a stand. Time to decide, praise God, that we want to just throw it up, say, praise God, throw out a white handkerchief for surrender, say, praise God, I'm just going to go with God. It makes it easier on you. Amen. When you sell out, just say, Lord, I'm just going to go with you. Because then there's not that conflict, that battle within you that's trying to figure out, do a little bit here for the Lord and a little bit here for me, Amen. When you sell out for us, say, Lord, I will bring glory and honor to your name in everything I do. And you sell out with confidence, praise God. It takes that conflict out of the way. You'll feel better about the self and you'll feel better about your Lord. Amen. He'll become more important to you. So we see the Lord, praise God, as He brings it here, and He's trying in Peter's conscience, trying to bring him to a place, and he understands what God wants to do for him. In other words, what He's trying to tell me is how much Jesus loves him. Amen? Then He asked him a question. He asked him first question here, Simon, son of Jonas, He said, lovest thou me more than these? So He asked Simon here a question. He said, lovest thou me? Amen? The Lord is asking Simon, He said, do you love me? Now, I don't know about you, praise God. We ought to know whether or not we love Him or not. Amen? We ought to know. But the Lord asked a question. He said, do you love? He said, lovest thou me? Amen? He said, are you talking about that godly love, that high and lawfully love, that spiritual love, that pure love? He said, do you love me like that, Simon? Amen. He's asking him that question. Peter had said, Lord, he said, you know what? I'm going to stay with you no matter what happens. The Lord had done told him over in Matthew. He said, hey, listen, said, some of you are going to be offended by me. And Peter said, not me, Lord. Amen. Look over Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. He said, then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter answered, said unto him, though all men, now watch this, Peter boasts here in a big way. And I believe maybe he done it maybe with a little arrogance. Puffed out his chest there in front of all these people, his brethren, these other apostles, disciples. He said, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Look what Jesus tells. Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, he said, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Three times. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, I will not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Amen. So Peter makes his boast. He said, listen, Lord. He said, hey, listen, don't, these others will be offended because of you. Others will leave because of you. But praise God, I'll never be offended. I'll never leave you. He said, hey, I'm willing to die with you. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Amen. But it takes staying power to be able to do that when it comes to where the rubber meets the road. But the Lord asks, lovest thou me more than these? Love me more than these? And Peter answers him. He said, yeah, Lord, I've got some brotherly love for you. Amen. He said, I've got some brotherly love. Philelo, he said, a brotherly love for you. Amen. He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He said, Lord, said, have you? He said, I've got love. He said, I love you like a brother. Amen. And now that's not quite the godly, the spiritual, the pure love that God's talking about, that God loves us with. Amen. But Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. I love you as a brother. I love you as a close acquaintance. Amen. But the Lord accepts this. Amen. And he tells Peter, he said, well, feed my lambs. Amen. He said, feed my lamb. What the Lord is trying to do, he's trying to direct Peter. He's trying to get in his consciousness in the right direction. He's trying to take him from a secular thinking to a spiritual thinking. He's trying to take him, in other words, you might say he's trying to take him from a mindset of a fishing business to the mindset of a soul winning business. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's trying to redirect his thinking. But see, you can see this if you want to go back and look at the fish. Let's just look at these fish for just a minute. He said that they fished all night and hadn't caught a thing, Brother Bill. I've been there. Yeah. Done that many, 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 many times. They've had more than I'd like to admit. Catch all fish all night, don't catch a thing. And the Lord comes and he tells him to cast his net on the other side. And the Bible says, verse 6, that they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Amen? So they fished all night, had caught nothing. They cast on the right side where the Lord told them to be. They done what the Lord told them to do, praise God. And they caught so many fish, they couldn't pull them in. Amen? So the Lord's trying to get them to realize here, praise God, there's a secular life, and he said, then there's a spiritual life, and he said, you need to decide and determine which side you're on. And I believe the Lord gave Peter a little bit of a change here to see and make a decision for himself. You know, God made us free moral agents to think and make decisions for ourselves. Now, he could have just made us all like robots. Where we just walk on this earth and we'd serve Him and we would praise the Lord, amen. We wouldn't know no better. Hello? But He made us free more agents, Brother Bill, to where we could choose to love Him and worship Him. Amen. And I believe He's given Peter an opportunity to go, amen. He said, hey, listen, you're going to go back to the old fishing business? You want to go back to your old habits? He said, hey, I'll just go back to calling you by your old name and you can just take up where you left off. But God Almighty is merciful to him. He said, hey, listen, I understand where you're at. He said, but I want to tell you, I'm going to give you opportunity to feed my lambs, to offer some food to the children of God. Amen? In other words, I'd like to put you to work, Simon, if you're willing. Praise God. Amen. And so he asked him this. They discuss this. Then he goes in and he repeats the question, verse 16. Amen. And he says, he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep. So he repeats the question. But this time he leaves out the comparison. Amen. More than these. Now he had a comparison there. And I don't know, now in my mind, my thinking, in the help of the Holy Ghost, I just don't understand. I'm not sure, not positive in myself, whether he was talking about the more than these being the other disciples or being the fishes. Amen. You say, well, preacher, surely he loved his brothers in Christ. Amen. Yeah, but he was a fisherman with old habits. And I just wonder if he didn't like him fish a little bit too. Amen. Hey, amen. Now, you know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying. Amen. Kind of like some people like fishing, some people like hunting, some people like this and that and another. Praise God. And I believe he was putting it out there. He said, hey, do you love me more than you love the fish? Do you love me more than you love these disciples? Do you love me more than anything else? Amen. Praise God. We get to the place that we love Lord Jesus Christ more than anything else. Boy, he'll be a help in our heart, and we'll be able to be a help to somebody else. So he repeats this question, amen, and without this comparison in it. And what he's trying to figure out is if he's an absolute and undivided love that Peter has, that he has to offer to him. Amen. Now remember, the question is, do you love me? That's his question. Well, what a question, huh? Think about that tonight. What would you say if you were Simon, son of Jonas? If Jesus was standing here tonight, Brother Jeff, and he was right here in front of you, and he said, Jeff, do you love me? Amen. But how much do you love me? Amen. Do you love me, praise God, with a godly love, a spiritual love, a holy love, a pure love? Do you love me as much as I love you? That's big, ain't it? We ought to try our best to love him, praise God, because he first loved us. But he asked, and Peter's answer is, he said, I've got a deep affection for you, Lord. I love you deeply. Amen. I love you even more than a brother. I love you with a deep affection, a satisfying affection, praise God, for you. And the Lord says to him, he said, well, feed my sheep. Amen. So what the Lord is saying here, he said, hey, listen, in the first passage, verse 15, he said, I want you to feed my lambs. He said, I want you to do some feeding for me. Now, the second time in verse 16, when he says to feed my sheep, he's talking about attending to them. Amen. Making sure they can get into a good place to graze. Amen. You see what's happening here? The Lord's a working him up into ministry, but while he's doing, he's testing his consciousness. He's trying to bring him to a place. The same way God does us through the Holy Ghost, God through the Word of God, he's constantly trying to test our consciousness and bring us into a closer relationship with himself. To where finally we realize, you know, I can't do anything without him, praise God. And we know that because he said so. So we just throw up our hands and say, Lord, I need your help. I love you. Please help me. And he said, that's what I was waiting for. Kind of like that little old youngin', praise God, that falls and cuts himself, scrapes his knee, and he runs up and he runs to daddy, he runs to mama. Tears are flowing down his eyes. Amen. That little old knee's all scuffed up, and he jumps up in her lap, and you love him up in her arms. Amen. And you fixed her boo-boo. Amen. That's what God's looking for in us tonight, youngins. He said, Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said, I have a deep appreciation, a deep affection for you. Amen. So the Lord brings this thing full circle. In verse 17, he speaks the third time. He asked the question the third time. And he said, he saith unto him the third time, said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now this time when he asked the question, he said, Peter, he said, son of Simon, he said, listen, do you really have a lot of affection for me? Do you love me in an affectionate way? Do you even love me the way that you say that you love me? Boy, what a question. Amen. Do we really love the Lord Jesus Christ like we say that we love Him? Amen. Do we really love Him, praise God, with the kind of love that would be reciprocated to a holy God? One who came from heaven, who died for our sins and rose out of the grave victorious over death and grave so that we could also? Amen. I'm talking about a godly love. But the Lord uses Peter's own word against him here, you might say. He said, Peter, do you really have a strong, deep affection for me? Amen. Do you have a brotherly love for me? Amen. Praise God. We need to have at least a brotherly love, don't we? Amen. Now, a brotherly love ain't perfect love. Amen. Brother, sister, hey, there's going to be times in your life you'll get on each other's nerves and there'll be a little bit of, well, how can I say it's not, might be a little bit of conflict in the household. Friction, that's a good word, might be a little bit of friction. Amen. And you'll kind of fuss and argue and fight a little bit maybe, but you get over it. Amen. But that shouldn't make you quit your family. Because you're still family. Because you love each other. Because you have affection for each other. Pray God. You'll be there for each other when it's needed. Amen? Try our best to be there for that one. So he asked Peter this third time, and he asked him, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter's Bible said Peter is grieved because he said unto him the third time. So it tore Peter's heart out. His conscience was being ripped up in shreds. It was being disturbed. His heart was being broken because the Lord asked him the third time. He said, do you love me? But this time he asked if you really have a deep affection for me. He said, Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee. Amen. Peter said, basically what Peter said in layman terms, Brother Junior, he said, Lord, you know me inside and out. You know me from top to bottom, from every angle. Lord, you know me. You know my stature. You know who I am, praise God, to join together my soul and my spirit. Lord, you know all about me. You know how much I love you. Amen. So he says it, his consciousness is brought, his consciousness is affirmed. What the Lord was trying to do is get Peter to realize just where he was so that he could take a stand. So he could be firm in his relationship because the Lord, Brother Jeff said, he said, I need some help. I need some helpers. But in order to be a helper, you've got, Simon, son, John, you've got to understand where you are. And Peter's conscience was stirred. His heart was broken. He knew, praise God, he could never have the kind of love that the Lord had for him. But praise God, he was going to do with all his best, amen, to try to love the Lord more. He was going to try to love the Lord. He was going to try to serve God. Amen. Praise God. He said, you know I have affection for you. A deep affection. But I can never love like you do because you're the very essence of love. Amen. Praise God. You're perfect. But he said, you give me a desire. You give me a direction. You give me a direction to go. So the Lord asked him in this last verse here, verse 17, he says, do you really have affection for me? Do you really appreciate me? And he said, you know my heart. You know how I feel about you. So the Lord tells him here, he said, hey, listen, he said, well, feed my sheep. Amen. So what the Lord's trying to do, he's trying to restore Peter. He's trying to get him to understand. He said, hey, listen, do you want to go back to the old fishing business? Now, he done put him out there. He done let him catch a big old mess of fish. I believe I can see in my mind's eye, Brother Junior, he said, hey, listen, right there's your opportunity. Hey man, he said, you're a free moral agent. He said, you said that you really love me. There, here I am, and there to fish. And if you'll notice something, I didn't notice it so much till I was reading it this morning, and the Bible said that he told the Lord, he said, hey, bring that. The Lord told him, he said, hey, bring that that you've got. He said, and the Lord saith him, bring of the fish which thou have caught. Now earlier, Brother Junior, they couldn't, there was a massive bunch of fish, 153 fish, and it was so great that they was about to break the net. They was pulling it along, but yet the net didn't break. You know why? Because God is in it. We can't go out and win sinners, praise God, if God ain't in it, you're wasting your time. Amen. When God's in it, though, praise God, you can reel them in. Hey, amen, praise God, you catch the biggest old lunker sinner there ever was on 2 pound test in rough waters. Amen. Glory to God if God's in it. Amen, praise God. You know it is, because the Spirit of God will be with you, boy, and you'll just feel so good down in your heart that you're willing, that you can testify to Him. You praise the Lord. You can tell Him what God done for you. Praise the Lord. And they're like that big old Rogers Mount bass, their mouths open, they're feeding, they're coming for the Lord. Amen. He said, bring that to what you call. But now what notice what happens? And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Now it amazes me the way the Lord uses this, because a while ago they was out there in the Sea of Galilee. They caught this big old net full of fishes, and they couldn't pull them up, couldn't get them in the boat. Amen. All the men together are trying to hoist them up, but when the Lord asked Peter, he said, "Hey, listen, bring what you've got." Amen. And when Peter was in the will of the Lord, when he was doing what God told him to do, he waded out in there, got a hold of that net with his bare hand, Brother Bill, and drug him up on the shore, praise God. So God gives him an opportunity to say, listen, do you want to go back to the old business? If you do, right there's your load of fishes. You can take them down the market and get started right now. Amen. He said, but if you love me, he said, I want you to feed my lambs. He said, if you love me, I want you to feed my sheep. I want you to tend to them. Amen. Praise God. And he said, if you love me just a little bit, he said, I want you to feed my sheep. He said, I want you to feed them. I want you to tend to them. He said, I want you to lead them. He said, I want you to take them places. I want you to do things with them. Amen. If you love me just a little bit. Amen. Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. Amen. You know I love you. Praise God. You know every fiber in me. You know what I want to do. Praise God. And God said, well, if you love me, he said, I want to put you to work. I want you to feed my lambs. I want you to tend to my sheep. And so I want you to lead my sheep. Lead the flock. Praise God. I want you to take them to pastors and show them the great things of God. He said, but he asked the question. He said, Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Amen. Do you love me? I want to close tonight and ask this question. Do you love Him? Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Amen. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Do you love Him? See, there's a big difference in knowing about Him. There's a big difference in having some sort of affection to Him and loving Him because He first loved us. I don't know about you tonight, but I love my Lord. I love Jesus because He first loved me, because He loved me when I was unlovable. When I was lost and undone, the Lord loved me. And I love Him with all my heart tonight. I want to serve Him. But the question is, do you love me? Amen. You say, well, I love the Lord. Do you love me? Do you love me? Amen. Even with a brotherly love, an affectionate love, do you love me? Amen. Will you feed the lambs? Amen. Will you help feed? Amen. Will you tend to the lambs? Will you feed the sheep? Will you help tend? Amen. Will you be willing to help lead? To take us places, to go places with, to take those that I can't get to, maybe my family that's going the wrong direction. Do you love me enough to go and say, hey, you know what? I know your daddy. I love your daddy, and your daddy loves you. And don't even bring me into the picture. Because you love the Lord, you can go to him and say, hey, listen, we love you, and we want to see you do good. But we have to decide in our heart, just like Simon, son of Jonas, amen, whether or not we really do love the Lord or we're just playing church. Amen. Well, this really, it grabbed my heart the other day. And I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, talking about the love of God. And I heard a song that's talking about the love of God. And I thought, well, how much do we really love God? You know, we say that we do. But do we really love the Lord? He died for our sins. Took our sins, nailed them to His cross. Praise God. It wasn't His sins, it was our sins that was nailed to His cross. He died and He got up that third day victorious over grave, death and the grave, but so we can also. And because of that tonight, I love Him. I love Him with all my heart, and I try to tell everybody I can about Him. Say, you know what? Jesus loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to make you one of His own. Jesus told Peter, Simon, son of John, He told Peter, He said, listen, do you love Me? Peter said, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. I love you. And the Lord said, Peter, do you love Me enough to do something for Me? See, that's where the rubber meets the road. Do we love Me? Jesus asked a question of Simon. He asked the question of me and you. He said, do you love Me enough to do something for Me? Amen. To be about My business. There's a lot of little old sheep that's straying around in this world that need loving. They need loving. They need feeding. They need tending to. They need led. Amen. And the best place we can lead them to is down at the house of God, where they can receive the nourishment from God Himself. Amen. From a volume of a book that's written just for them. Amen. This is feeding material here. Amen. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for wolves. Amen. You know what? The only thing that wolves eat are sheep. But sheep like sheep food. Amen. That's why they ain't nothing they can preach that'll hurt my heart, because this is sheep food and I'm just one of God's little sheep. Amen. I'm one of His little sheep, praise God. And He feeds me out of the volume of His book. And boy, I like it. I just take it. Sometimes it's bitter. Amen. I just take it, boy, and I just chew on it. Chew on it. Amen. Chew it till I finally get it down. And I said, thank You, Lord. Bless Your holy name. Amen. Why? Because somebody loved me enough to feed me. Praise God. What a blessing it is. But do you love Him tonight? Can you honestly say in your heart that I love the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. I love Him. If you can't, boy, I'd find me a place. I said, Lord, just give me that kind of love in my heart. Amen. And not just a fearful thing to think, you know, we'd go to hell without Him, but a love for Him because He made way that you don't have to. Because He loved you and He's prepared places for you and He is helping you on your journey. Amen. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. Boy, I love Him with all my heart. Bless your heart.